It is true that one of the KGB agents who rose to power was allowed to appear in the Senate and slam his shoe on the table and say, "We will take the United States without firing a shot." Do not take this lightly, my friend, for this is exactly what they are doing. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshide.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote, "In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, 'Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith the Lord, that I will pour forth my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids, in those days I will pour forth my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heavens above, and signs on earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on September 7, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Jesus is placing his hand up and making the sign of the cross. Now Jesus is looking down at me and he's putting his first finger to his lips. "My child and my children, how long do you think we will be able to go across the nations and warn them that war is in preparation? How long can we wait for those who do not wish to be saved because they have lost the faith? They have accepted all the beguilement of Satan and given themselves over to lives of eating and drinking and marrying and making all manner of aversions, which are nothing but insults into the hearts of my mother. Do not think, my children, that I am not aware of what is going on upon earth, for I have counted every hair on the head of every single living creature upon earth, human-wise. We see you all, my children, and I can only say to you at this time that I find you lacking and in dire need of something to straighten you out fast. Since the world has given itself over to murders of the unborn, father against son, daughters against mothers, all manner of carnage also being perpetrated in my house, my church upon earth. How long do you think I shall stand by and watch the destruction of the young because of parents who should not accept the role or the name of parents, for they are destroying their children's souls by their example? Too few now even carry in their home a visage of mine, my children. I ask that that visage of the Sacred Heart be placed in all homes as protection against Satan. Already they are being discarded and thrown in the waste baskets, my children. So little is the faith. I could go on and on, my child and my children, stating to you and writing out a great discourse on what is to happen to the world and shall come upon you suddenly. Do not follow the scoffers who continue to say, his promise has not and will not come true to return in the second coming. I assure you, I shall come to you all as a thief in the night. Little will you be prepared unless you listen to my mother's counsel and keep your heart open for the truth. The more you seek riches in this life, the less you will have in heaven. For they do not coincide, my child and my children. You cannot have a God symbolized by money before you. For you will love one and hate the other. And whom will you hate, my children, but me?
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Our Lord just asked us in the message to have a picture of him with his Sacred Heart in our homes as a protection from Satan. We have available a beautiful 12 by 16 inch colored picture of our Lord without a frame. It is the most beautiful, soul-stirring picture. His eyes just seem to watch you as you go by. This tremendous Sacred Heart picture is available for $7, which includes shipping and handling, and can be ordered today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. It's this 12 by 16 inch Sacred Heart picture without a frame for $7, which includes shipping and handling. We have discovered a fantastic book titled Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual. Are you prepared for a hurricane or a tornado that turns your home into rubble? An earthquake that leaves your home and your family without shelter, food, or water? A flood that makes your home unlivable? Most people don't want to think about these things until it's too late. Author Ted Wright grew up during the Blitz in London and knows firsthand about man-made and natural disasters. He knows that most of the problems occur after the disaster, not during it. He knows that simple planning beforehand can mean the difference between life and death. This extraordinary book titled Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual costs $15 plus $4.50 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of the book is Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual for $15 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Don't delay. Order today. The life your life and the life of your loved ones may well depend upon it. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. It was said of St. Casimir, the young prince of the Royal House of Poland, that his life is spent more in church than in the royal palace. 23 years of age when he died on March 4, 1484, he had led a vigorous and rigorous life for God, which was inspired by his pious and wise mother, his first teacher, who would not allow him to be spoiled by pomp and luxury and always maintained strict discipline over him. His piety grew and developed into a great love of God. His regard for the Eucharist impressed everyone. After daily Mass, he would remain in church for 2 hours. He loved to visit churches, and if the door was locked, he would kneel at the door, adoring God in the tabernacle, strictly ordering his attendants to tell no one. After his death, his holy life attracted thousands to his tomb, and the faith of the people had in his intercessory power with God won for them the favors they sought. So many miracles were granted that a bell in his hometown was inscribed with these words, "Casimir, wonderful on earth, more wonderful in heaven." When we contemplate the indescribable beauty of all the wonders of nature, when we think of all the priceless treasures in museums and galleries, all these works that compel the astonished admiration of men are nothing when compared to God's presence in the most blessed sacrament. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the third secret of Fatima, and much, much more. Tell your family and friends about it. Tell them to visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on September 7th, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus. Now in this message, our Lord refers to a man with a leader with a good heart, and that is former President Ronald Reagan.
My child and my children, my mother wishes that you know that regardless of the state of your souls that are so darkened by the manner in which you are constructing but destructing your lives, my mother has promised you, and she shall not fail in this promise, that she shall remain with you until the end of time. My children, Jesus is looking about you, and I say, my poor children, remember my words. When you become ill, be it physical, mental, or sorrowfully in your heart, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. And I will truly succor you. I use that word, my child, succor, because it was a favorite word of one of our sons, of my son's house. Yes, you know. And all know who this was, though he met an untimely death, as did the other who came after him. My child and my children, I must also warn you that my mother was not light or can be taken lightly in what she has just given to you as knowledge of the KGB. They are now holding the major stations in your government. They come as angels of light to your leader. And though he has a good heart, he has not the knowledge to understand nor look for the very evil that is about him that can lead this country directly into a confrontation with Russia. It is true, my child, that one of the KGB agents who rose to power was allowed to appear in the Senate and slam his shoe upon the table and say, "We will take the United States without firing a shot." Do not take this lightly, my children, for that is exactly what they are doing. Do not be affrighted, my child. You will meet with much controversy over this message, but the truth must be made known. And also, my child, I prepare you well now. You listen to me and remember, your life will not be easy, for these agents will seek to destroy you. Do not be affrighted, my child. I have promised to protect your family. Do not ever feel that I would turn my back from you, no matter how grave the times. You will be very careful, my child, to keep your doors barred to all but your immediate family and the close shrine workers. None others must enter your house. You must instruct your husband to seek only those from the shrine to help him in any major repairs in your home, for he will enter and you will die. Yes, my child, I brought you here this evening so that you will understand that your time has come. Before, it was a war of nerves upon you, but now there shall be physical war, my child, and you must prepare for it. The world will not take this message lightly. Those in the know will understand. The others will seek to hate you. I say unto you, all who wish to be saved must at this time be apart from the world. They can live in the world, but they cannot be a part of it. That you will ponder over, my children, and you will understand. Sometimes I understand that you have difficulty in understanding the symbolism and the manner in which my son brings his message to you. But just remember, nothing is hidden from you. All you will do when you become befuddled, my children, all you will do is pray to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, or pray directly to the Eternal Father and ask him to enlighten you as to the day's woes that come upon you.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on September 7th, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. And my first testimony here, I had a videotape, and this is from Los Angeles. I last year saw an ad in the L.A. Times and called the telephone number under it. And a very nice housewife lady answered the phone. And I said to her, "It is true? Oh, yes." And when she said that, she said, "Oh, I sent you some messages?" I said, "Oh, yes." I read them over and over and over again. So I couldn't get enough. So, last June, I was fortunate enough to go to New York to the apparition grounds, and I got there about 3:30 in the afternoon. And people were there already. and singing the rosary. And there were older people, younger people, middle-aged people, every kind of God's creatures were there, and so many of them were on their knees praying the rosary. We left about 11 o'clock that night. So you can imagine, many of those people never got off their knees, and those were men and women. And I would just look and I would say, gee, I wasn't on my knees, and I would be sitting, and sometimes I'd be walking. And I said, I don't feel anything different. They all seem to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and I wasn't. But, you know, I didn't think too much about that. To make a long story short, when I went home, which was a day later, something started happening to me. I did not want to do anything but read the Bible, say the rosary, go to Mass, read religious Catholic books. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't care if I went out of the house. I didn't care if I cooked dinner or did the laundry, went to work. I didn't want to do anything at all but these things that I just mentioned, and they stayed with me, and they stayed with my family. We say the rosary together every night. I cannot begin to tell you how many graces my family and I have received. I have never in my whole life been so happy. I go without eating sometimes from early morning to late night. I will sacrifice whenever I find it in my heart to do so. I say the Stations of the Cross. I leave for Mass early to do that. We read the Bible at dinner time. It has absolutely consumed my life, and I have never, ever been so happy or more at peace. The rosary is a powerful prayer. And do what Our Lady says. Do everything she says, because it's all here in your heart, and she takes care of you. Our Lady loves us. God bless you. And that was the end of that videotape. Now I have another videotape. This is from Florida. Good evening. My name is Grace Fernandez, and I am the happy wife of Dr. Manuel Fernandez here at my right-hand side. Today is a very happy day for us because 4 years ago, we came on this very day to the grounds of Our Lady of the Roses here in Flushing Meadow Park. I was cured from a solid breast tumor with complications. It suddenly disappeared that very night after having it for about a month. And I noticed that night when I came back to the hotel, I didn't have it. And I was so happy. I have very great faith in Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, help of mothers. And Dr. Fernandez said, yes, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, help of mothers, I have my joyful wife here with me tonight, celebrating this anniversary. Very grateful. I never could understand medically what happened, but I knew that the Lord Almighty has the power to do these things. And I was amazed when my wife had the really unidentified mass in the right breast, very solid, and that was attested and explored with a needle and everything else. It turned out that it was a very suspicious malignancy with all the radiology and clinical findings, and it was recommended immediate removal of the mass. My wife was very faithful, and she wanted to stay about 3 weeks holding on until she could come over to Our Lady of the Roses to intercede for her. The answer was that night, after a very cold night, very similar to this one, when we returned to the hotel, she was very excited. With tears, she was telling me that the mass wasn't any longer there. When we returned to Miami, she had a checkup with her doctor, and all the subsequent tests were revealing that there was no mass any longer. Everybody was amazed and no explanation could be given at that time. 2 years later, we had another checkup just for the testimonial, not because we would like to dig into it, this matter, which was already done, and it was done by the Almighty God, and that's it. Whatever is done by God is irreversible and is for good. But we would like to show proof of these things. We did all the run of tests. We went to Rome, and we presented this to the Holy Father and Cardinal Augustine Myers and the office of Cardinal Ratzinger. We did all these triplicates of the medical findings and examinations, etc. So this is a great day for us, a good memory, and thank you to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help Our Mothers, for this opportunity to give us the testimonial and this miraculous healing to my wife. That's the end of the videotape, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.